Croatian-Canadian, I'm always eager to visit the country of my birth. And when an opportunity emerged to do a teaching exchange through the EU's Erasmus program with a PR school in Croatia, I jumped at the chance. I'm currently at the Edward Bernays University College in Zagreb, Croatia, where I'm doing a series of guest lectures on a variety of PR topics. I'm enjoying meeting the students and the faculty and wanted to learn more about teaching and practicing PR in Croatia. Dr. Dejan Glovacevic, the head of the communication department here at Bernays, has kindly agreed to join me. Welcome, Dr. Glovacevic.
Kanja.
Let's get started. Could you tell us about yourself? What is your background and how did you come to Bernays?
Well, let's say maybe it's a long story. Maybe we should start with 2011, when I graduated at the Faculty of Political Sciences here in Zagreb, but as well on other university, in fact also it's in University of Zagreb, on the Faculty of Croatian Studies. So I, from the beginning as a student, I wanted to develop my career in two ways and to go till the PhD degree. Why? There is one short, let's call it trivia. I very well remembered my first class. When I entered in the classroom and inside the classroom there were about 200 students. Only about 100 students could sit on the chair.
Oh my.
All of others, we were standing like on stadium or elsewhere. So at that moment, I stopped to listen to my professor and I started to observe the audience, the all other students. And I was thinking, okay, if just in my generation is so much students, I need to figure out, to find some solution to be better from others. So I found my way in developing career, not only in practice, mm-hmm. as well in scientific field by gaining much more knowledge, mm-hmm. and by gaining different type of diplomas and degrees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. You had to differentiate
yes.
yourself from
yes.
the crowd. That's a really good
yes.
point.
So in 2011, as I said, I finished my graduate studies, but at the same time I continue with postgraduate studies in public relations, mm-hmm. also at Faculty of Political Sciences, and from 2013 to 2018 I was on PhD in the field of communications. So yeah, that's in short my scientific path, mm-hmm. how I finished here at Edward Bernays. Of course, during the whole period, I worked in different public relation agencies, marketing agencies. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I opened my, what is interesting, travel agency.
Okay.
So till today, till right now here in Bernays, as I lecture not only in the communication courses, mm-hmm. as well tourism courses, so I'm combining both.
Okay, so that's very versatile. So your plan worked out.
yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, Edward Bernays University College opened in 2013, I understand. So next year will be a big anniversary. Can you tell us about the school's focus and what students do you attract?
Yes, that's true. Next year, it will be anniversary, 10 years. Mm-hmm. So one big jubilee, in fact, the first jubilee for us. Right now, when we are talking about Bernays, as you can see on our websites, we have two departments, two university studies related with communications as well with tourism. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we are developing a lot of lifelong programs, as well as such as Political Academy, Influencer Academy, and all other programs. So with each year we are growing and growing, so big things are preparing. I don't know how much I can tell you right now.
Okay.
But definitely one of the things from the autumn, from the next academic year, we will become University of Applied Sciences.
Mm.
It means that we will be much more bigger with more study programs. This third study program will be also in the field of social sciences, and looking and at some future in the next 3-5 years, we are trying to open one technical study as our fourth study program.
Excellent. So you're growing. That's a good sign. So what kind of students want to come to Bernays?
When I'm thinking about our students and what attracts them to join us, I can also answer vice versa. Mm-hmm. What we can offer to them, mm-hmm. and what they're looking at Edward Bernays, as we are still as we are a private university in Croatia, the private university is pretty much a new thing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get much more knowledge, but knowledge that they can use almost immediately, mm-hmm. in their work, in their practice. So after 5 years of study program, that they can be prepared, they can be polished, mm-hmm. as a new professionals in the field. Because if I compare public universities as mine was, mm-hmm. when I studied before, we were so much in the theory, mm-hmm. a lot of definitions, a lot of some divisions, subdivisions as well. So you cannot apply, you cannot use all these things to start to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So this is one of our definitely big advantages. Mm-hmm. As well, we are all the time looking at the trends. So in this academic year, in fact, from the beginning of autumn, we had a revision of study program. We implemented a lot of digital courses. So you need to observe the market, you need to observe employees are looking for, mm-hmm. and try to set the course, to set the program for the students.
Right. So this very much parallels what we do at Humber College, where we are very much an applied degree program, you know, where we teach, just like you do, that dual education approach, providing students both a theoretical framework and a practical opportunities. What are some of the practical opportunities that you are able to connect the students to? I know I heard that there are lots of internships and jobs. Where did the students go?
Yeah, in fact, we are starting work with our students from the first year. If we are talking about this practical program or practical category of all these courses, we are starting with field courses. So at the first year, they can see, they can feel the atmosphere, what it means working in public relations agency, in marketing agency, in press, in television. So it's not only about public relations, but media as well. After that, from second till fifth year, they need to have practice between 240, yes, till 300 hours per year.
Okay.
So it's about 1.5 to 2 months of practice. It's a lot.
Every year?
Every year. And they conduct it right now in summer semester. Mm-hmm. So when you calculate all of that, mm-hmm. you get more than 960 mm-hmm. hours of practice during the study.
Mm. Now, are these paid opportunities?
In fact, by the law, it's not paid.
Okay.
But the company, our partner, can offer, if the company feel that some student deserve to be paid, mm-hmm. okay, why not? But by the law, the practice cannot be paid.
Is that because it's tied to the school outcome? Like it's a criteria for the school?
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
another question I have for you is where kinds of places do they go? Like what, I mean, it sounds, you said that they do all kinds of media, whatever. What are some sort of companies that they work for here in Croatia?
Well, our network of partners include more than 130 partners.
Mm.
So we are trying by year to make the difference between their practices. So after the 5 years, they try to pass all different types of partners. So for example, at second year, we are trying to send them to media.
Ah.
It doesn't mean that all of them need to have practice in the media, but we are trying to mm-hmm. send the most majority of them. After that, in the third year, mostly in marketing and PR agencies, mm-hmm. creative agency, creative industry. Fourth year, in fact, the same plus corporations. And in fact, at the fifth year, they choose what they prefer. So
they get quite a rounded view of all the different yeah. sectors, and then they can decide after the 5 years of study where
yeah,
they want to work.
Right. That's right. And for their career, it's much more better because during the study, you can see, okay, I'm into PR or I'm not into. Because before starting the study, maybe for some person, media, PR, marketing sounds very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I would say very, very sexy. But during the study, during the practice, they say, okay, maybe this path, this way is not for me. Maybe I can choose something similar, but still different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we are trying to send them in different
yep.
different areas. So for them, it will be much more better. And at the end, for whole industry.
I think that's a really wonderful approach. Really exposes the students quite well. Another question. We have a couple of industry organizations. One is Canadian. It is the Canadian Public Relations Society, where practitioners join as members, and then they go to seminars, and the association organizes a conference. And, you know, it's a way of providing information exchange in the industry. There's also the Global Association, the International Association of Business Communicators. Are you part of IABC, or do you have a Croatian sort of equivalent association for people?
Yes, we have in Croatia. It's called Croatian Association of Public Relations. Of course,
okay.
We're very very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple. In fact, this association works for more than 20 years, trying to let's say solve some problems, some issues in PR, and mostly the same problems, the same issues you can find worldwide. You'll find in Croatia. So there is no such a big difference between Croatia or between, I don't know, Germany, US,
yeah.
some other countries. And when you said and asked about the definitions, also, let's say the bunch of all these definitions,
mm-hmm.
they are mostly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is how you perceive it and the approach. How to understand this definition, but at the end, it's the same.
So would you say it's very much about relationship building and reputation management, like that those are key factors?
Definitely, because what I can see among my colleagues in PR, especially among the professionals in PR, PR is more than communication.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say, it's much more about relations, managing. So it's not only about communication, because what's interesting, in Croatia, especially in the beginning of the century, PR was young profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I started to study this profession, a lot of our neighbors, parents, grandparents asked me, okay, how would it look like your career?
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer to be spokesman?
Mm-hmm.
And this was for me major issue. No, PR is not spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
Spokesman is just, let's say, a little part of
That's
PR.
Right.
But people use stereotypes, generalization. So I'm processing some of my thoughts because. Right. To be honest, still it's pretty, pretty messy, and the major challenge
mm-hmm.
for our national association in PR is, in fact, to put the profession on higher level.
Mm-hmm. That is very
but,
common
yes,
with us
yes.
as well.
But from year to year, definitely the situation is better. So.
Interesting. Everything you're saying resonates with me. I have this conversation with my students in my classroom who come to me and say, Yes, when I'm sitting around the table with my family and they want to know what I'm studying, I have a hard time explaining what it is. These are students who have been in PR for 3 years and they're still saying it's because, like you said, it's messy. There's a lot to it. So that's very common for all of us globally, obviously. Another question that I wanted to probe a little bit. In Canada, some issues, and you were talking about, you know, how issues are fairly global. So a couple of issues that are of big concern to us beyond Canada, obviously, are fake news. That's fake news and disinformation and the damage that that is doing, together with artificial intelligence and the emergence of that technology. And what does that mean for our profession? What are some emerging issues here in Croatia?
Very, very good question. When I think about it, in fact, all these issues started with lack of media literacy. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very easy to, let's call it, sell mm-hmm. some fake news mm-hmm. if your level of media literacy is pretty much low. So with a higher level of media literacy, but we need to start working with kids from elementary school mm-hmm. on media literacy. It's not possible to work on it during the high school or on mm-hmm. faculty. It's too late. Mm-hmm. So this is probably one of the solutions how to solve all these issues. But as you said in the beginning, during your questions, these are the old same issues, the worldwide. Mm-hmm. And probably it's very hard to solve them. Mm-hmm. But what we can achieve to make it, for example, if some country we have 5% of people with high level of media literacy, mm-hmm. to increase it to 10-15%
right.
or so.
Right.
But in total to I will not say abandon, because we will never in democracy we cannot abandon the new fake news, because are we talking about the democracy at that time? So it's also the problem of ethics, problem of mm-hmm. all other elements in profession and how you will use it. The communication is like a sharp knife. Social networks, mm-hmm. especially Facebook, Twitter. Why I said like a sharp knife? You can use it to cut meat, bread, fruit, and it's useful. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you can kill somebody mm-hmm. with this knife. So also the communication. Right now, we are talking about fake news, but all other things, propaganda, uh-huh. also is yeah. pretty much related with this topic, can be very, very dangerous.
That's right. And I think we're all seeing the effects of that right now unfolding. Unfolding further along in Europe. Another question, influencer relations is a major PR topic and something I'll be speaking about shortly. As influencers are taking on increasingly important roles in generating earned and paid media coverage, can you speak to the role of media relations in Croatia in general? And also, you know, maybe the relationship between traditional and social media and influencers, like what is the balance there? Are you seeing a shift towards more influencer usage? Is traditional media still respected and, you know, used? How do you see that situation?
Yeah, in fact, I see the situation in one big combination and one new trend, and this trend say that the younger generations doesn't follow traditional media mm-hmm. and I'm 100% sure that the similar situation is abroad. Each year when I ask my students how much of you read press mm-hmm. but not press on the website, press mm-hmm. none of them answer me.
Same.
The same situation with television. Mm-hmm. Or if some of them raise the hand, they would say, yes, I'm watching television, I'm watching Netflix. Mm-hmm. But no, this wasn't my question.
Yeah.
I ask you, do you watch some public program or commercial program, commercial television? So we can see that, and all this media, as press, as television, they need to change their approach to the modern times.
Yes.
And that they are doing this pretty much good. Definitely, television or press will never die, but they will change, they will transform so much.
Yeah, and we're seeing that in Canada and beyond as well.
For example, as an example, articles. In the past, you had, for example, let's say in sports, this is some light topic. You had the topic and the article, I don't know, some football player signed for some club. But with name and surname, right now on the website, the name of the football player, for example, won't be written in the title. Why? Because you need to click and to read the article.
There's a lot of clickbaiting and
because it's paid.
Yeah.
So this is something, I will not say something new, because it happens for a decade almost. Also talking about the influencers, yes, they are, we can say they are hot stuff right now. Especially right now here in Croatia, everybody wants to be influencer, to shot some photos, videos on, I don't know, TikTok, on all other social media. That's why we started, and we are proud of it, as a first in Croatia, we started the Influencer Academy.
Yes, I'd like to know more about that.
So the program is not only for the young people who want to become influencers, but also for the professionals who are in profession for 10, 20 years, but they are very, very aware of need for getting more knowledge and more skills in managing the social media.
So very useful. That's a really great program. So it won't just be for students, for younger students, it'll be for continuing education opportunities.
Yes, definitely. That's why this is one of our lifelong programs that we are very proud of.
Yeah, that's excellent. What has been the biggest change you've seen through the pandemic? Are you back to business as usual? Are you doing anything differently that you think you might maintain now that you've started? What are some changes you've seen?
Well, 2 years ago, we had one situation that confused us in the whole world so rapidly. But at the end, and we see what happened during these 2 years, especially in communications, we can say that this crisis confirmed that all crises are as well opportunities. And a lot of companies here in Croatia very successfully transformed their way of business. For example, here with Edward Bernays, very rapidly transformed the lectures on MS Teams on new platforms. For example, as I work as external teacher on other universities, down there we needed much more time than here at Bernays.
Okay.
So we were, let's say, prepared, as how much people could be prepared for all.
So you're nimble, like you were able to adjust quickly.
Yes. Also, some of good things what happened at that time, for example, a lot of meetings became shorter. The people became productive, much more productive. But at the same time, to be honest, we worked harder because we didn't have the working hours from 9 to 5. We worked during the whole day because this thing was a lot, I would say a lot, this thing was pretty much messy, confusing.
Yes.
Because at the one moment, especially during the March, April and beginning of May, we lost a little bit of human contact.
Yes.
And all of us, after 1.5 year, with so big enthusiasm, we were waiting to go back in classroom to have courses.
Yes.
Live.
Our experiences were very similar.
but it's in fact in a human manner.
Yes.
So it's no matter, is it in Nigeria, Japan, Canada or Croatia, all of us, we are the same, we have the same yes. need for human contact.
Yes. So. And as teachers, we struggled with the same things, you know, trying to pivot online, and the students had to pivot, and, you know, some benefited, some didn't. Some teachers were better at it than others, and it was a challenge. Yeah. All along, it was messy, as you said. So this podcast that I'm very glad to have you join me on, it was started 2 years ago at the start of the pandemic for precisely that reason, to find a way to connect students with interesting stories that they used to get in the classroom, and you know, that was lost for a while. So do you have any final thoughts for the audience? And the audience are generally people, mostly Canadians, who are in public relations or have graduated recently from public relations and are just listening, you know, and hoping to learn something new. So is there any final thoughts, something maybe we didn't touch on?
Well, I can say something in fact in general, not only related to PR. Follow your dreams and do not be afraid to fall. Mm-hmm. And definitely with this approach, you will enjoy later in your career. As during our conversation, when I said, okay, you need to try to have practice in media, you need to try to have practice in marketing, PR agency. Mm-hmm. It's all about trying. And you try something that you love. Mm-hmm. In fact, you will, as I said, you will never work. Mm-hmm. You will enjoy in your work. And from that moment, nothing is hard. Mm-hmm. So this is for me some message, not only for students, for all young mm-hmm. people. I learn my kids to try to understand the life in that way. Mm-hmm. But also what I can say for Canadian PR students, not only Canadians, but Croatian Canadians, yes. as you are, yeah. But all of them I would like to invite here in Croatia for different study programs, for tourism, for mm-hmm. different purposes, because living abroad for 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, no matter, also will increase your knowledge, your experience. Mm-hmm. All of this will make you better, mm-hmm. make you competitive, make you, in fact, better person, better professional as well.
That's a very important comment and very relevant to our students. We do have study abroad programs. And I mean, you live here. I love it here. What a great place to come if you do want to expand your horizons. And I just wanted to add, you know, you're never too old to dream either, because one of my dreams was to come to Croatia and teach PR in some capacity. And here I am. And I'm really super happy about that. So thank you so much, Dr. Glubacevic, for your time, your insights. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Andrea, for the invitation. Also, it was a pleasure to have a conversation with you.
Thank you. PR Delivered can be heard on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can reach me, Andrea Tavchar, on Twitter or LinkedIn.